Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I don't know what you've got. We got a little snow flurry going on here. We had a lot of snow flurries going on yesterday. Put some snow down on us. I guess it's winter. It is January, so it's winter. And my son in South Carolina texts us, 70 degrees here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We praise you, O Father, for the great God that you are and the loving Father that you are. And the Savior, our Savior, Father. You paid the price for our sins, and I believe we will never, ever really understand the depth of that love and sacrifice. But we thank you. And Father God, we just pray that you will give us wisdom and courage, boldness. Help us to know exactly what to say and when to say it, and who to say it to. May we lead in love, but yet firmly. That we will not back down. That we will no longer compromise. That we will start taking back the liberty that has been taken from us and the freedom. That we will recognize the corruption and that we will get rid of it. And that we will restore the lost principles, your godly laws in this nation once again. I ask for your protection around President Donald J. Trump. Father, there are those who mean to do bad, who mean to do harm. You know who they are. And I pray that you will protect him as you protected George Washington. And Father, I pray for my show today. I pray for Daniel Turner and all that he is doing, Father, that you will continue to bless his organization, bless Power the Future, as they press forward with some common sense, as they defend and advocate for rural America and for all America. And truly, Father, what they're doing affects the world. So bless them in every step of the way. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So many things going on today, and we are going to have Daniel with us, and we're going to talk about some things that he has going on. But as I was going through all the emails, and I was going through all this news, and I have some things from Daniel as well, this one jumped out at me. And, of course, we all saw it last night. And I thought, will Michelle Obama save the legacy of Barack? I read this from Ed Martin on Phyllis Schlafly Eagles this morning. He says, the left has a problem with President Biden's power hunger. His campaign's playbook was fear-mongering in 2020 before the rigged election, and this is the playbook now. Last week, Biden and his minions were saying anyone who opposed them are a threat to democracy and therefore must be suppressed. This means they're going after more people who were only near the Capitol on January 6th, and Biden repeatedly demands the suppression of his enemies. Now the left has the same problem with Biden as with the late Ginsburg, because Biden was meant to just be a hack going through the revolving door, but now he wants to keep his power. And with that is what is the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama that Michelle would save? There was an insurrection. Just like the nuts and bolts falling off of the Boeing, so has the liberty from our republic. The woke have led us down a path of Marxism. While it has been going on for decades, on top of decades, it was and is still the Obamas and their radical Marxism regime, the Democrat Party. But it goes much, much deeper than that. The CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, the rhinos, and, you know, others that don't claim to be rhinos. People like the secret society of John Kerry. The warmongers like Liz Cheney, George W. Bush, and his brother Jeb. And Mitt, stab you in the back, Romney. And there are others. I'm just skimming the top here. I had the thought this morning. What if the Dems don't own the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA, and the media, but it is they that own the Dems? And perhaps the Pentagon is at the top. And we basically had a military takeover and an insurrection that we were oblivious to as it took place. Just throwing these things out here. I don't say that they happened. I'm just saying something ain't right. We know when they speak of democracy, they do not mean liberty or freedom for American citizens. And we know that the border invasion is not a stupidity, or it's not about stupidity or an accident or incompetency. They're doing it on purpose. They're intentionally tearing down a nation. Barack Hussein Obama is afraid that his puppet Joey can't be reelected. Perhaps he should have picked a smarter puppet, or maybe a younger puppet. Perhaps. Know this, they are not bothered by the corruption, for they are involved. Check the net worth of these bureaucrats, the medias, the politicians, and you will find the majority of them are doing just fine. So will Michelle Obama save the legacy of Barack Obama and run for president and save the deep state's democracy? Or will we, the people, bring America home? And that is my question for today. And with that, we bring on Daniel Turner. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Beth Ann, happy Tuesday. It's great to be with you and your wonderful listeners.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Things are going on. Things are happening. 2024 is going to be an active one, isn't it?
Oh, and it's the ninth day of the year, and I'm already exhausted. I want to go back to Christmas vacation. I don't know if I can
handle
another 300 days of this.
I thought you sounded a little tuckered out. You know, I got two headlines that I got just before I went on the air, so I really didn't have time to touch on them. Fauci, you know, he's been speaking before the Congress, and he's had some amnesia again. He does not recall. Key things in the COVID, yeah, that's one of the biggest mistakes, I think, that President Trump made was Fauci. Mm-hmm. Even though I know Pence picked Fauci out, Trump should have fired him. And then I just listened to this as I was coming on the air, and that is a hot mic out in front of D.C. where the president is right now, President Trump. And journalists were caught on a hot mic laughing and talking about Trump getting assassinated and how it could happen just like JFK. Joking about it. And that's where we are today.
It is. And I think they're going to bring out all of the stops in this year because Biden getting reelected is absolutely everything for them and their power. So you'll see the Fauci team come back. You'll see, obviously, the media will do their role. You'll see big tech involved. You'll see everyone. Look at Joe Biden's speech yesterday, those shamefully racist speeches.
Oh, my gosh.
The black churches just screaming about how Republicans are like slave owners. Everything is going to be back out. Crazy racism, George Floyd riots, Gaza riots, because
yes,
they cannot allow Biden to surrender control of the deep state in these agencies because the truth will come out.
I hear music. But I think you're right. I fear you're right. I think that's the way I see it. I think it's going to be the George Floyd riots all over again. And the Democrats are going to, and the media are going to say, and they're mostly peaceful. And they're going to start arresting people that weren't in the Capitol, but just in the city, just close by, because they can't have them voting for Donald Trump. And they know they're going to lose if they put it in the hands of the people. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. Let's talk about John Kerry. You wrote a really interesting article about that, and I wanted to kind of touch base on that because I think the American people need to know these people are costing us a lot of money. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. Go to powerofthefuture.com. Help them out and keep in touch with what's going on. And we'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article that you wrote, Daniel, and I want to thank you for all of these things that you do. Actually, I think Larry wrote this one, but he quotes you a lot. And we're talking about John Kerry's office and his staff and how nobody has the right to know who these people are or what they're making. That was just me throwing it out there real fast. So I want you to explain just exactly what's going on there.
Well, this is an investigation by the Boston Herald. Amazing to see a mainstream media outlet being this aggressive. So clearly the folks in Boston have known John Kerry for a long time, and maybe they have a personal dislike of him. I don't know. But the Boston Herald for years has been trying to get the information of who's in John Kerry's office, who his staff is, what their salaries are, what their experience, how are they picked? Right, these are taxpayer funded positions.
Yes.
And all taxpayer funded positions. There's no such thing as private anymore. That's the difference between the private sector and the public sector. And John Kerry for 3 years has just refused to turn over that information, and his office has said this is a violation of private information. And we're not asking for these people's date of birth and their college. We're not asking for who their spouses are. We just want to know their names. John Kerry's got a staff of 40 or 50 folks. Yeah, who are they? How do they get the job? And the fact that he will not share that information is telling, because he doesn't want you to know who they are. And he doesn't want you to know how they got the job or what their goals are. How do they define success, right? When John Kerry's office meets every week, What are they doing? What's someone's got to be setting a direction or an agenda. What is that? And if we're paying for it, don't we have the right to know? And John Kerry has said, nope, not sharing it. And the media leaves it at that. Now, there are instances where that's acceptable. You know, there are covert CIA operatives. Their identities are secret, of course, right? There are military installations that are secretive, of course. This is a climate change office. What are you trying to protect? Why is this such a secret? And that just goes to show you what this agenda is, what the climate narrative is. If they cannot be forthcoming with the American people, you know it's nothing good, that's for sure.
No, it's not good. And they're hiding a bunch of lies, probably, because they have to know. They know what they're doing is what is it? Fraudulent. Mm-hmm. It's a hoax. Although I do think John Kerry might believe some of what he does. I know Al Gore does. Al Gore's just weird. But they know. They're profiting. And it could be like that one that upset you on Friday, that he's writing his own checks. Maybe that's going on in John Kerry's office.
I'm sure it is. It has to, because there's a reason why you keep these things secret and private. And I am sure a lot of his staff comes from these Russia and Chinese funded green groups that we hear about. You know, these groups that are based in New York City that have $400 and $500 million operating budgets. And they come from these organizations. And so who's calling the shots? What are the, you know, if they have climate goals, what are the goals based on? Are they America's climate goals, or are they the UN's, or do they come from Geneva, or do they come from Beijing? These are very fair and honest questions, and I know I can't always blame Congress, because I know Congress has to do everything, but I am a little annoyed that our Congress is just, well, that's the way it is. That's too bad. You know, like, oh, you won't turn over the information, and they go back to their job. There is a tenacity of the left members of Congress that I genuinely admire. They use it for bad, but when they want something, they are relentless. When they wanted to impeach President Trump, did you see Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez last night? She was on with Jake Tapper, and she talked about the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden is selfish, it's dangerous, it weakens our democracy, it weakens the nation. Jake Tapper should have asked, and why did you impeach President Trump twice? Could you tell us? Right? The left is so tenacious when they want their agenda that they don't stop. And the right, you give them power, and they'll say, okay, well, we'll talk about that next week, Beth Ann, when we'll just give us a little bit more time.
Yeah, they have the left definitely has what they call tunnel vision. You know, they go straight forward. They don't look at anything on the side, and they don't participate in anything on the side. They go straight forward at their agenda like a racehorse. They just go straight forward. And nobody on the other sides here question them. Or if they question them, they go, we're not answering it. Okay.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they're involved too. It doesn't, I don't buy it as I'm too nice to ask again. I think they're involved too. And I got this yesterday, and I'm sure this is no surprise to you. And this is not just Nancy. It's not just Nancy. But she made the headline. Nancy Pelosi saw a 65% return on her stock portfolio in 2023, outperforming the S&P by 92%. Yep. Now, that woman is smart.
That's
while
remarkable.
American people can't make ends meet, we can't, you know.
It's ridiculous. There are hedge funds in New York City and around the world where people go to the highest business schools and genius people who use artificial intelligence and computer algorithms to try to make 25% ROI. And they get paid hundreds of millions of dollars to get those ROI. And here's Nancy Pelosi, who's been in government her whole life, and she has 68% ROI. That's fascinating. Right. Why you would think she would want to leave Congress and go open the Pelosi Fund, because she would put Warren Buffett out of business. She'd be the wealthiest person in the world within a few years with that ROI.
Well,
but you realize that she and Dan Crenshaw and so many members of Republican and Democrat they only have this information because of their job, and that's why they want their job, and that's why they want to get reelected so desperately, because as soon as they lose information, they lose the ability to make 68% on their ROI.
Well, Jen, Crenshaw hasn't done as well as Pelosi, therefore he's not near as guilty in his eyes. He's not quite there yet. He hasn't done as well as her yet. So he's at the bottom of that list. He hasn't got as well up. And I hope Texas gets him out of there. But, yeah. You know, you and I started out talking about what's going to happen in this next year and during this year. And I am concerned about it. And I've kind of warned my listeners. And I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer. I'm just trying to be a prepper. And I'm a terrible prepper because I'm lazy. But we need to be ready because I got a feeling it's going to get hot. And what's America going to do? Or will we even know, Daniel, when they start arresting more January 6th people? Oh, by the way, Ray Epps only got 6 months.
Yeah. The DOJ's announcement the other night was very odd, that they said their investigation will expand now to those who were near the Capitol, because near isn't a very quantifiable distance.
Yes.
What is near, right? What if you were, at one of the Smithsonians? What if you were on the National Mall? What if you were at the White House? Is near. So I don't know what near necessarily means.
I don't think we're supposed to know it. And it's unreal to me. And I think the American people, majority, are waking up. But I'm concerned that they might have too much fear to do what needs to be done, because we're going to have to be a brave bunch of troubadours to take our nation back. And it's not going to happen with one presidency.
No.
It's too deep. It's too... I mean, when you've got journalists talking about how they can, and they expected, you know, the assassination of President Trump.
Yeah.
They won't protect JFK Jr. They won't protect him. I'm sorry, not J, Robert.
RFK, yeah.
And they won't protect him, knowing that he is in danger, because just because of who he is.
Yeah.
But they're not going to allow him.
Funny how when there's a live mic, the journalists always let you know who they are and what they actually believe, and they're all just activists in on it. It's all a big joke. It's very funny when you can catch someone, and it's very similar to what happens when you catch, you know, politicians on a live mic.
Oh yeah.
You know, look at the way Joe Biden would talk about ending fossil fuels when he didn't know there was a camera on him.
Yeah. It's time American people started perking up their ears, waking up, and starting to take control from their local politics on up, because it's got to happen. It's got to happen. And we got to get Donald Trump elected. I really do believe that we do. And then we got to get a plan. We need a plan now, futuristically, because we can't just jump in there and say, okay, we're taking over. It's not going to happen that way. It's not that easy. So, anyway, we're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner, and we'll be right back.
With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I also have an article you wrote here a while back, earlier this month, the 5th. Just 4 days ago, about Africans might know it's Christmas if they weren't slaves to green energy. And I thought, let's talk about this article a little bit and what exactly you're talking about. Because I think most of my listeners might know, but I know I'm getting new listeners every day. I had somebody leave a message on the phone. They just found the show. They're listening on shortwave out of Delaware. And she was saying, you have an interesting show.
That's great.
It's always nice to hear new listeners, you know. So, what are you talking about? What slavery is going on in Africa? Because aren't we against slavery?
Well, first of all, I'm not surprised that you're getting new listeners every day because it's a wonderful show, and America needs more of your voice. So that just confirms what we all know, that you're worth tuning into. But yes, I wrote this piece right at Christmas time, because of a song that was very popular when I was a kid that a bunch of British musicians got together and sung about the famine in Ethiopia. And they play it every Christmas time, and it's all about raising awareness, which is what Hollywood loves to do. of the Ethiopian famine. And of course, the Ethiopian famine was caused by tribal warfare, but they blame it on climate change and who knows what. But regardless,
I remember that. I remember that. There was a lot of really bad Ethiopian jokes going on because they were starving to death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And all that was, this famine was not because of seasonal weather or drought. It was because of warlords. And sadly, it's still very much that way in Africa right now, in parts of Africa.
Yes.
But the point of the story was, this article that I wrote, is that we listen to that song and we remember what was happening in Ethiopia, and as if we've solved the problem and we've moved on. But in many ways, Africa is significantly worse now than it was when that song was written. And it's because of the huge proliferation of slavery all throughout Africa. And a lot of it is because it's driven by natural resource exploration. China is the largest driver of it because they own a lot of the mines and they use child and slave labor to extract the minerals. And these are all the minerals that are used for EVs and wind and solar and high tech. Cobalt mines in the Congo are the biggest one. And no one cares. No British musicians sing a song about them, right? No one's banded together to have Live Aid or Band Aid or all those big 80s rock concerts that we saw for the children of Africa. It's as if the children of Africa don't matter anymore because the agenda is worthwhile. The agenda, of course, is climate change. But, you know, a lot of people said cheap cotton was worth slavery, too. And, yes, it wasn't great, right? They didn't love it, but it was necessary. You know, if you want cheap goods, we have slaves, too. And so we just kind of turn a blind eye to it. And the slavery trade now, and as much as I'm knocking America's very ugly past, that is our past, and we've moved on. But slavery in Africa is worse now than at the height of the slave trade. There are more people enslaved worldwide now than, and heck, we're still tearing down statues because of slavery that ended 170 years ago. We're renaming high schools that were called Washington and Jefferson because they owned slaves. But yet, the real slavery issue is ongoing today, and no one cares. No one talks about it because the agenda, the green agenda, is driving it, and that agenda is good, so we just pretend it's not happening.
Yeah, we don't. It's not about cotton anymore. It's about running those electric vehicles and all this and that and having a global society, global governance is what it's really about. And the other slavery that's going on in the United States, it's being ignored, and that's the sex slavery. That's the human slavery, the human trafficking. And it's just astonishing to me. And I have an article here from yesterday, and it continued today. And it's with they've uncovered a. As I'm trying to find his name here, they've uncovered a sex ring. Well, it's not. It's a human trafficking ring here, and it's Veritas's. Well, they kicked him out. It's O'Keefe's, and he. Has found this out, and they have a facility, and it's somebody in Britain that's bringing them over here. So they're bringing them over to the United States, and they're trafficking them other places. And I'm sure they're all finding nice jobs somewhere. I'm sure that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But the American people are paying for this. And, of course, they've got an NGO. You know, it's a non-government organization that's, you know, tax-free, all that good stuff. And it's sick. I mean, every time more of this gets thrown at us and I see it, it's just sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And, you know, O'Keefe has uncovered this. And they also uncovered the journalists they're trying to pay off. I'm sorry. The workers there in this facility trying to pay off and bribe the journalists to stay quiet. I don't know how, is anybody in this besides you and me not corrupt in this country?
No.
We're the only ones. It's like, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's the frustrating thing is that you realize a lot of people are in on this and involved. And the ones who could end it just, you know, they don't seem to care. And I do laugh at the fact that it was trendy, it was cool to be involved in Band-Aid and We Are the World and all of those things back in the 80s. But yeah. Now it's not cool anymore, so we move on to other issues. And I just find that bizarre, because if you really cared about the issues, you would be focused on this, right? You would care something about it.
That's like some of those that were in Greenpeace and started Greenpeace are no longer about that. They realized the corruption of that particular group and what they were really after, and it wasn't necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
And so they realized the stupidity behind it, or the ignorance, or the corruption, I should say, behind it. But it does all circle around what you're doing, because right now that is the crisis that they're using for everything. It's everything is climate change. We have millions of people coming across our border because of climate change. People want to change their sex because of climate change, although they think that's okay. They're not blaming the climate change, I guess, on that. But it's ridiculous. But it is, because climate change is a hoax. But it is, they're going to keep pushing it. The elites are going to keep pushing it and costing us and forcing us to starve us out, make us eat bugs, so they can have more steak. Enough is never enough for them.
Yeah.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's where they are right now.
It does. And it's just absolutely absurd that we have to pretend that somehow they have some noble agenda, and we have to pretend that, and that's what we do. We pretend there's no crisis at the border. We pretend there's a huge crisis with the climate. We pretend we have a huge race crisis in America, which we don't. We pretend January 6th was this insurrection. I saw someone point out, which I thought was funny. They said, on the one hand, the left always talks about how America is the most armed country in the world. And then they tell us that these right-wing lunatics tried an insurrection and not one of them had a gun.
Not one of them. Not one of them. And there were enough of them. If there wanted an insurrection, it would have happened. Because I'm just going to tell you, the Capitol Police, they're not very well trained. They look more like mall cops than anything else. And I'm not trying to put down mall cops in any way. Just remembering the movie. Anyway, we're headed into a break. When we come back, let's talk what we can do about this and what you're doing about this. Because I really, really believe my listeners need to help support you. And
thank you.
Yeah, I agree. All right. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is where we have common sense and discernment. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. We've been talking about a lot of things. I kind of did that yesterday on Monday, Daniel. I just kind of went everywhere. There's just so much going on. And I think it's we need to realize what is, I don't know if we really know what's going on other than we know that it is an insurrection. They've taken over our constitutional republic and they've turned it into something else, and it's not a democracy. And it's just a mess, and they're not going to let go of their power easily. And I remember when Trump was elected the first time, and Rince Priebus, and I believe it was Steve Bannon, they were on stage somewhere, and they were talking, and Steve Bannon said, they're not going to let go of their power without a fight. And that was before all of the stuff started taking place. And it's not going to be any different this time. They see that Donald Trump is going to bring back our energy independence, and they don't want that. Among other things that they don't want the border secured. And I'm not sure if they can get away with it or not, but I think I wouldn't put it past him to try and give cross-the-board amnesty to these 10 million people that have come into this country. But they're not going to give up power without a fight. What do you think?
100%. There's too much at stake, and it's power, and it's also money, and it's consulting agencies that you created to do a green energy consultancy, and you make a lot of money because the government giving out millions of dollars in contracts every day, and you're not going to give that up. You're going to continue to fight for green energy because you're fighting for your livelihood. So we can't be terribly surprised. The defense contracting world, of course they want to continue expanding wars overseas because this is how – and just look at their stock prices. Look at how well they're doing right now. So there's a lot of companies, there's a lot of invested interest, as we could call it, that is not going to roll over. And that's why it's going to be difficult, no doubt. The election's going to, this year is going to be difficult. The election, if it even happens fairly, is going to be difficult. The transition of power is going to be very difficult. And then, God willing, everything works out. The first 6 months of the Trump administration is going to be very, very difficult because people are not going to give up power. There's going to be the same leaks and scandal because, yeah, this is the result of making D.C. big and bloated and self-interested. It's all the things the founders feared, why they wanted a United States of America and not the Federal Republic of Washington. Right? They always feared a big central power, and they created a system to purposely avoid it. But you know, the progressives have known better, and so little by little they've changed it. They've morphed it. They've grown D.C. And everyone's benefited. Everyone but you and me, right? Everyone but our farmers and our workers. Everyone else has benefited from it. And they're not giving it up anytime soon.
No, they're not. And something else that – and Trump has warned us, and I don't think people really understand. We're all going to have to sacrifice if we want liberty. If we really want freedom, we're going to have to sacrifice. And that means all these little carrots that we've become dependent upon from the government – they need to go away. And I'm not sure if he can do that. I don't know if the American people are ready. And if we're going to remove the corruption, we're going to have to be ready for some true indictments and penalties that are laid down, punishments, prison for people that are big names. And it's going to have to happen or we're not going to get it back.
No. And there's going to be a lot of internal squabbling. And heck, we remember that first Thanksgiving after the 2016 election when there were so many stories of how to talk to your family if they're Trump supporters. And we have to get used to all of that again, right? Especially if Donald Trump legitimately is declared the victor this time, we'll have to get ready for all of that again. What it means, you know, you'll all be called racist. You'll all be called white supremacist. Even our black listeners are going to be called racist and black supremacists.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're already, yeah, they already go after Ben Carson and Clarence Thomas and some of the others that are staunch Trump guys, you know, that are conservatives and it's going to get ugly, and we are going to have to make some sacrifices and stand strong. And I am concerned that Americans. And I'm not necessarily blaming the Americans because it's been going on for such a long time. We have to have these subsidies. We have to have these helps. That's the reason they did them, was so that they owned you.
Yep. And that has to go away. And it's not going to be easy, but if we're going to survive as a nation, it's going to be essential. And I've been thinking a lot about the simplicity of that line from Reagan going back to 1980. Mm. And he did sum it all up with that very, very succinctly. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And that's all Donald Trump. That's all we have to say. Are you better off than you were? Because no one is. There is no objective measure that we are better off. And that is why Joe Biden has to go to black churches and tell everyone that Republicans are slave owners. That's why Michelle Obama has come out of the woodwork. That's why, because they can't answer that Ronald Reagan question, honestly. So they have to scare you. It's amazing to see the articles, just like in 2015. If Donald Trump wins, what this means for the nation. Well, he already won once, and we saw what happened. And everything was great. So why do you, because fear. It's the same climate. Maybe that's my next op-ed, Beth Ann. It's the same climate change fear as it is the same Donald Trump fear. You have to scare people. And that way you get to maintain and keep your power. If you scare them enough, Heck, if you scare your kids enough, they're never going to leave the house. You can question whether or not you're a good parent, but if your goal is to keep them dependent on you forever, then you've succeeded if they're scared.
Well, and I think people are wising up. I mean, even Americans of all colors. How oppressed is Michelle Obama if she's worth $70 million? And the same thing with Oprah. She's the richest woman in the world. How oppressed are they really that they were able to do this in the United States of America, the systemically racist country? It's beyond me, and I think the American people of all colors are figuring it out. Wait a minute. You were the first lady twice in this country, and you're worth $70 million now, and it's growing. You have how many homes and how many vacations? I'm not seeing her too oppressed. But.
We need to keep our faith and keep our sense of humor, and we'll all get through this together. And thanks especially to voices like you who guide us.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for all you do, and I encourage you, all who are listening, to be a part of Power of the Future. Go to powerofthefuture.com, powerofthefuture.com. Stay on top of things. They're giving you information there you're not going to find in the mainstream media or even in some of the conservative media, although they do get to make little appearances every once in a while. But stay in touch and know what's actually happening because these people are boots on the ground and they're trying to bring us back to America in energy independence. And let's do that. We don't want to be dependent on someone else for anything, not even those D.C. occupiers. It's time for Americans to all stand up and bring America home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.